Now you and me, let's build a sanctuary. And let us now forget all things we might have seen before, because the sanctuary is a feeling more than any item, anything. It is quite easy, and the main thing is that you should not try too hard. Just simply let an idea spring to you. Do not try to see things if you don't see things quite naturally. It's good enough for now to know. An answer will come to you quite straight away, and the ability to see those things that spring into existence is going to increase with every second you even try to do this thing. Most of all, just relax and allow the answers to stream towards you. It's like you lie back in a seat and you just allow the landscape to come to you rather than you going out and chasing it with a butterfly net. All right, let's get started. I'm going to ask a question, and as I ask the question, your mind will produce an answer. It is really as simple as that. Let us begin with our practice plane. Plain and boring. Flat. All we have is literally some ground below, quite undefined, and some sky above, quite undefined as well. These things are waiting and ready for us to create something there, to do something with them. So first of all, let's start. What is the time of year? Very good. What is the time of day? Now look at the sky and see how it changes as your time of day is becoming and the time of year this day is taking part. You can feel the temperature around you, and if you need to, please adjust now so that you are comfortable in this environment. After all, it is supposed to be a sanctuary for you. Now, what is the landscape that you stand upon? Just allow the components of the landscape to come to your awareness one after the other as you look around and from the ground to the distance, and simply slowly turn around and let the landscape, virginal, untouched, unfold all around you. So you get a real sense now of the three main stabilizing points of a beginning sanctuary. Now we have existence of plants, existence of stones, of old geological formations, and we have colors, depth, wideness, and of course a wind that we can feel all around us. Now, just simply choose a direction and begin to walk there, quite slowly and meditatively, just as somebody would walk who's going to be building a house or designing a garden, slowly walking around to see what there is. And the first thing that we're going to build is simply a small bungalow for you. Find a space now that looks good to you. Get a feel for the ley lines beneath the land below and simply place your dwelling there. And it is supposed to be nothing more than just a simple dwelling, the first one we are building here. We can expand upon it later, or we can keep it and have our visitors stay there in future. As this dwelling is coming to you, take a look at the placement of windows and doors, how the roof is constructed, what it is made of, and take a moment to walk around if that is possible. If you wish, you can add more features right now. Some people like to have another tree close by or flowers around. It's up to you. Take a moment just to make sure that house fits nicely into your landscape and that it is really inviting to you. Even if you have to change your mind a couple of times about the color and the shape and the dimensions exactly, look for some kind of sacred geometry that really clicks. And when you have it right, it feels just right. Now that we have a house, the next thing we will want to do is to go inside and look around. If you want to, you can go towards the door and take a notice of what that appears like to you right now and how it is opened, if there's any special magic that needs to be done. Open the door and step inside. Now, houses are very individual in many different ways, so I'm going to let you simply explore the flooring and the layout, the shape of the rooms, what the rooms are for. This is a small starting house, so I shouldn't expect there are too many. Just simply have a look around for now, just briefly, a first impression. Just glance through the open doors into the other rooms that are there and make a note of what you might see there for later explorations. But what we're going to do is just walk straight through the house and out the back door so that we're in the back garden of your house. If your house is built in such a way that it does not have a back garden, then just simply come back out the front. That's the same thing, then that'll be your main garden. And that's just as well. It's fine. The garden of your house is quite important because this is the start of a wider landscaping project that eventually will include cities, worlds, even foreign planets possibly. So, on this particular occasion, all I want you to do is to put a small well somewhere or a little fountain of some kind. You can erase it later if you don't want it anymore. For now, just have a practice at creating that. Very good. And I would also like you to place a round pad made of some substance that you like the look of, because that is going to be our transporter pad. Over it, build a kind of gazebo. This is a force field that will hold whatever transports onto the pad safely inside, so you don't need to worry about whatever comes to this pad. This is a simple beginner's device to bring creatures, people, being, objects into your sanctuary, but remaining entirely safe while you study it or have a conversation with it. And what we're going to do now is simply going to invite your very first advisor to the party. So what I'd like you to do is walk up and stand just in front of this pad with the gazebo above it. Make sure it's switched on. You can see a small sparking as the force field is coming into being. Very good. And now we're going to simply state out loud that you would like to meet your first guide, somebody who's kind and helpful and who will help you with decision making, can advise you on the nature of the sanctuary, and someone you can just simply bounce ideas off or get some feedback if you should get worried or uncertain about what you're doing there. Keep your mind quite open and simply say the words now after I've said them. Please, I invite my guide to come to me. Now you should see a flickering taking place inside the gazebo and a form begins to stabilize. And we can ask, is this a human being or some kind of another creature? It is. Very good. male, female, or non-sexual. See what they are wearing. See what the predominant colors are of their existence. And get a sense of their intention and their kind. And you might like to say, "Hello there, friend." Very good. I would suggest that for now you simply wave and say thank you very much for coming. I will see you soon. And return this guide for now from where they came. Great. So now you have your first dwelling, you have your first garden, your first landscape and environment, and you also have your first guide. This will give you plenty of things to do, to play with, and just before we go, let's just manifest one more thing in your garden. And this is a wishing well. I love wishing wells. I think they're absolutely great. And right next to it, you could, if you would, just place a small bowl with some special wishing well coins. These are specially magical wishing well tokens that those creatures and fairies and elves that live right at the bottom of the wishing well and who listen to what you have to say and manifest those things for you are particularly fond of receiving. You could call them fairy food. And so, and while we are here, pick up one of the coins. Feel its weight in your hand. Look at the design, just briefly. And let a wish come to you. I want. Close your eyes. Kiss the coin. And throw it into the well. You can hear it striking the water surface. And that is your sign to know that your wish has been received. Well done. Now with this, you've got quite a few things to be getting on with. Just go back to whatever you find the most attractive and intriguing. You can do this at any time at all. You can start the process simply by wondering, I wonder what's in my sitting room. I wonder what's in the cupboards there. I wonder if there is an attic or a cellar. You can do this at any time, stuck in a traffic jam, washing dishes, wandering along the street, or stuck in a bank queue. And it is a wonderful way of bringing the other realms right into our everyday life, simply by thinking about them. This is the key and core to sanctuary, and all the really marvelous, fabulous things that you hear about with sanctuary that other people do, and do a lot of, flying with dragons, turning into angels, and wonderful experiences of healing and restoration, learning on a whole new level, all that can be yours from this very simple starting point. The only thing you need to do is to remember to practice and to really allow yourself to play. I wish you much fun with your sanctuary and all the best from me, Sylvia.